Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Nick Perry! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry McCarron!
Can we talk? Occasionally, I refer to this show as Packers Almost Live because we tape on Monday and it airs on Tuesday, which means if after work on Tuesday nights, if I decide to stop for an adult beverage or two, like I'm known to do, and wherever I stop, if that place has a TV on, I may actually see the show as the viewers see it. And that was the case last week. After work, I stopped at a place. It's about 6:20, and I look on the main TV, and there is NBC 26 News on, and that's the local carrier of Packers Live. And I'm thinking, this is going to be so cool, an up-close and personal audience survey. Did they like the ode? Did they enjoy Earn Your Autograph? Did they get into In the Huddle? I'm thinking, this is going to be terrific. So get down to 6:30, bottom of the hour, show comes on, and not one person stops what they are doing. Nobody stops their conversation. Nobody puts down their drink. Nobody is watching. Nobody cares. So I give it about 5 minutes. And still, nobody's watching. And nobody cares. And I am terminally depressed. But hope springs eternal. I see a guy get up and he goes over by the bartender. And it's clear they're talking about what's on the main TV. It's clear. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? He's asking they turn up the volume. He's asking they turn up the volume. And pretty soon the guy and the bartender stop their conversation. The bartender makes a beeline to the TV, and he reaches up, and he turned the channel. To Wheel of Fortune. I'm in Titletown. I got a Packers show on. The team just beat the Detroit Lions, and I can't beat Wheel of Fortune? And that's the end of my story. Thank you. Please say hello to our band, Third and Short.
And my brother Heath is back.
Yes,
original drummer of Third and Short.
Heath, welcome back. And may I request a drum roll, please? Plain and simple, tonight's guest has started his season in all-pro fashion. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Nick Perry. Yes.
Ah, yes.
Nick, welcome. How was your bye week?
It was good. You know, I got some time to, you know, enjoy my family, and I went back home to visit my high school. They were playing a big rival.
Back in Detroit?
Back in Detroit. Gave those guys a good pep talk, but I don't think it did anything. We lost the game. You know, so it was good to go back and just relax and unwind and get ready for the next week.
The big push starts. Nick, the headline coming out of the first three games had to be your unit's rushing defense. I mean, 1.8 a carry, 42 yards a game. Those are like the best ever since they started recording statistics. And you have, Nick, you have a lot to do with that. What's been the key to that kind of performance? It's been phenomenal.
We do a great job with setting the edge. It gives us an advantage to really pinpoint where the run plays are really going to go. And the rest, you know, goes up to Mike Daniels and the interior guys, the inside linebackers as well, playing fast and just stopping the runs and getting tackled for losses and things like that. So we want to be aggressive, and that's how we want to play ball.
Nick, speaking of aggression, one of the things you guys do on a regular basis is penetrate, and it's like you parachute into the offensive backfield, and that louses up a lot of running plays. As a former offensive player, when there's a defensive guy behind you, that's not good.
No,
you guys done a nice job of that.
Yeah, well, we've been really trained to really be playmakers out there. And if we see something, we're given the ability to go make that play. And sometimes we make the play and sometimes we don't, but we're mostly certain that we can make those kind of plays, and we go out there and do that.
Nick Perry leads the Packers. They're also rushing the passer very well. Leads the Packers in sacks with 3.5 in just 3 games. Now, is that fun stuff, Nick?
It's fun. I wish I could have more. But, you know, it's very tough to get sacks. It's a skill that you have to have, and you have to continue to improve. Because it's 4 quarters of football. They're not going to give you everything that you want. And that's why you see us getting 1 sack here, 1 sack there.
Nick, one thing, as you mentioned, about sacks is they are very difficult to get. You can beat your guy cold and not get home on a sack. Either the ball's coming out quickly, somebody else gets there. It is really I can see why guys celebrate sacks.
Yes.
Because it is darn hard to accomplish.
It is. You may get 2 guys on. You may get a chipper. And sometimes the tackles get the best of you. I like to look at it more of a chess game, just setting my moves up. If they don't work in the beginning, when third quarter, fourth quarter come around the corner, you know, I'm ready to make the big play.
Nick, there's an outfit, I don't know if you're familiar with it, called Pro Football Focus, and they grade every player in the league on every play in every game. And today, your grade is 86, which is a Pro Bowl caliber grade.
Yeah.
Number 3 among all edge rushers in the game, and that's a lot of talented players. Are you pretty pleased with the way you started this season?
I had some good games. And the most important thing for me is I tend to not look at that as much now because there's so much more football ahead of me. And we're just getting started in the season. And I still got a lot more to prove as we continue on in this good season we're having.
Nick, something about your style, it is strong. I mean, I don't know if you're a big weightlifter, but you play strong, which is much more important. And I got a play here. This is Nick in a game earlier this year. That was 323 pounds. He just rocked on his heels. Nick, that's a lot of weight to be tossing around like that.
It is. I take pride in my work that I do off the field as well. And that's being in the weight room. That's training. I was fortunate to not have any bugging issues throughout the offseason that allowed me to focus and really hone in on my skills that I really wanted to put the best out there. And I think I found that. And right now I'm on pace, and I just want to do the best that I can. And the only way to do that is to do it off the field as well.
Nick, where that strength really shows up, besides running over 323-pound tackles, it really shows up when these poor souls called tight ends try to block you in the running game. I mean, it's just, it's a mismatch. It shows, I mean, they got to cringe when the assignment is take care of number 53 there.
Yes, they do. we're not supposed to lose against tight ends. So just anytime I get a tight end, I mean, they're asking for a loss. I should win this one-on-one matchup every time. But normally I get double-teamed, and then I have to find a way to make that work. And my teammates can play off of that because I'm taking two, so someone has to be open to make the play as well.
All right, coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, it's Alumni Night, starring Dana Juris. Thank you, Turn Short. Welcome back. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is a show alumnus. We used to call her Dana Juris. She was the floor director. Remember that, Dana?
Yeah.
And now she's all grown up. She has a beautiful son, beautiful husband, gone on to bigger and better. But during that time working on the show, Dana, was there anything you took away that's been of value to you?
Lots of things, but probably to never tell a man with half a pinky that your hands hurt from clapping.
Okay, Dana. Okay. Never ask a question you don't know the answer to either. Okay. Dana, if you can execute the football skill Nick's about to coach you on, you will have earned his autograph. How's that? Okay, wonderful. Don't get too excited. Nick, what are we going to learn? Hey, Dana, the official helmet.
All right.
Okay, there we go. What are we going to learn, Nick?
We're going to learn a wiper move. You can call it whatever you want. It's just like a windshield wiper. It goes back and forth. The objective is for the tackle to throw his hands up, and my job is to take my hands and swipe and pass through the guy. It's one of my favorites.
That's how you get by him.
That's how you get by him. So as soon as those hands come up, come around with a swipe.
Okay.
And you got it.
Dana?
Okay.
You got it?
Yep.
Okay, now do with some authority now. I'm trying here, Dana, but I'm going to be careful, I promise.
Oh. Yeah! Oh.
She earned your autograph,
she
Nick?
She earned it. She was Nick Perry.
Great to see you again. Hey, while Dana's right. getting Nick's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time to go in the huddle. Don't go away. Thank you, Third and Short. It's time for the one, the only, In the Huddle.
In the Huddle.
In the Huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Nick, are you ready?
I'm ready as it can be.
Nick, can you show us where you're at in the defensive alignment?
I am here.
There he is right there, so keep an eye on that guy. Now, Nick, this is a pass rush situation. We're going to start it up. And first thing I want to know, what's that stab all about with your left arm?
That stab is to get him to throw his hands. Sometimes they don't give you hands. Sometimes you have to make them throw their hands up. That way I can get a better timing on actually expecting his hands by throwing that stab out there. And stabbed him, and the rest is getting outside, taking the edge, and actually dipping and ripping and coming around.
And with your left arm, which you used to stab originally, now you're dipping and ripping.
Correct. Dipping strong, making sure that I defeat his hands all the way around. And that gives me a good bend so that I can make that turn.
You know, Nick, this guy right here is the Lions' first-round draft choice, and he had dreams after this game was over, and they were bad dreams, Nick. They were very bad dreams because you see that rip come through, and now we're at this point, you know you got him, right?
Yeah.
It's either tackle you or you're going to tackle
exactly.
Matthew Stafford. Okay, let's go to the exciting conclusion. Big-time sack by Nick Perry.
At least Matt.
Okay, now this is later on in the Lions game.
Yes.
And folks, I'm going to kind of talk more than I should because Nick won't brag enough, okay? Like, we're going to start the tape, and Nick's in the same spot, right outside linebacker. And watch this, folks. Look how many guys. Okay, look at this. One, two, three, worried about Nick Perry. Nick, did you say, what about the rest of those guys? They need blockers too.
I knew for a fact that I was taking three guys, so everybody else had to have one-on-ones. And it was just a matter of those guys just getting there and making them play. But unfortunately, those guys helped me out so much that I was able to have a little bit more effort, and I didn't quit on a play. I saw the guy come out there, and no one's there but me.
Well, I want to show you this. Not only do you have to beat 3-on-1, but as we go forward here, the guy's got, he's undressing you for heaven's sake.
Unfortunately, yes.
But watch it. Ripping out of the hold and chasing down Matthew Stafford for Nick Perry's second sack in the Lion game. Well done, Nick.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Coming up, we'll have questions for Nick from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Welcome back. Nick Perry, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Camden. What is it like to sack the quarterback?
I will have to say it's like eating your favorite food in the whole wide world. It's an amazing feeling because we don't get there often. And when we do, it's you're just filled with excitement, and that's why we celebrate all the time when we get sacks.
Thank you, Nick. And as I mentioned earlier, it is alumni night here on Packers Live. Doogie, how many years have you been coming to the show?
26.
Oof. How many you missed in all that time?
5 shows.
He needs his head examined, yeah. But... outside of that, need for professional help. Doogie, what's your question for Nick?
Who was your favorite player growing up?
I grew up watching Barry Sanders. Everything he did, he excited people.
And your name?
Max.
Max, what's your question?
Who is your favorite quarterback to sack?
Probably the most sacks that I've had on a quarterback has been Stafford.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
We just beat those guys, so yeah, that's it.
And your name?
Julie.
And Julie, what's your question?
He had my question right before, so this is going to be a spur of the moment. So being from Detroit, and were you a Lions fan growing up?
Unfortunately, I'm not a Lions fan. I didn't grow up.
We say fortunately.
But Barry Sanders is one of my favorite players, so I watch specific players that I love to watch. And every time I go against Detroit, I have family surrounding me, so I have to come out with a win because I'll never hear the last of it.
Perfect.
So, yes.
Thank you, Nick, and thanks to our questioners. Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
He didn't even have to ask a question. It's Camden, of course, and he gets his official Packer jigsaw puzzle.
All right, Camden Yards. All right, buddy, go ahead and get it. Coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us, please. Camden. Thank you. Back with Nick Perry. Nick, I got to tell you, people, Packer fans talk all the time about how well you're playing and stuff, and they say maybe it's because he was healthy all offseason. I think this goes back to late last season during the playoffs, because I remember the Washington game. You're going against Trent Williams, 4-time Pro Bowl tackle, a really good player, and you spanked him. I mean, you made him embarrassed, and he cried in front of his friends when you're done. No, did that game leave a lasting impression on you?
It did. Just knowing that there's unfinished business here. Just give me the time and give me the opportunity, and we'll take care of business the following year. And here we are.
Nick, keep her going, buddy. Thank you for being here. Thank you for watching. Until next time, take care.